Endicott Stadium at Union Endicott High School. Start of the second half as Unitiga will kick off to Groton. Unitiga with a 16-8 lead in the Section 4 Class D football semifinal. And Unitigo's kick will bounce through and into the end zone. And so Groton will start going left to right on the 20-yard line, as that was Austin Stocker doing the kicking duties for Unitigo. And he's got a big boot there. And I think in a certain situation, we've seen him kick a few field goals this year. He could certainly be used for that.
Yeah, he definitely can kick the ball. And kicking that way, right to left, is his with the wind. So keep that in mind when you hear Nate saying right to left and left to right, because it is a pretty brisk wind, folks.
So here is Groton, of course, in the red shirts, the black pants, the red helmets. Unitigo's in the white tops, the white helmets, and the black pants. Groton will get the ball to start the second half here, and they're going to have a first and 10 on their own 20, and they trail by one score, 16-8. And here come the Indians. They are in that just very close, tight-knit line where they like to run the ball. They'll hand it off here to Dylan Cooper, sweep to the left side. Unitigo is right there, and they drive him backwards. Big hit on the play there from the Spartans. That was Dawson Wilsey with a heck of a hit.
Absolutely perfect form tackle right there. Just pads to level, everything, feet driving, wrap, everything. Just absolutely perfect, and drove the runner back after a short gain of about two.
And we were talking during our halftime break here, Tim, kind of off the air. What a great game. Beautiful day.
Gorgeous.
And you couldn't ask for a better matchup here for these two teams. Just really very two evenly matched teams from what I can see so far.
Yeah, it definitely is.
So here we go, 11:20 to go in this third quarter, and Groton drops back again. They try to go up the middle, but Jake Morrison just kind of a belly flop onto the runner there, bringing him down as they tried to go with Cody Parr, but a great job by Morrison, came sweeping across and swallowed him up.
Yeah, and you said belly flop? I don't want to be on the bottom of that one. I'll tell you right now, that's the big boy right there, and that he made a nice play, quick feet, got rid of his blocker, and made a nice tackle after a short gain of about two, so to bring up third down and five.
I think people just see Morrison and they assume that, he's just a big guy, not that quick, but we saw him run the ball last year a few times. They kind of use that fridge formation, and he does a great job with it. Here we go on third and five. Groton goes to the air, and a big catch out into the flat on the right side. Good for a first down, up to the 45 for Dylan Cooper as they thread the needle there through double coverage, and he comes down with it.
You hit it right on the head, Nate. I was just getting ready to say it. Great throw right there. On the run to the right side, had a lead blocker, so if there was nobody open, he was going to run the ball. But the guy was open, and he threw it right between two defenders, and a nice throw and catch.
Damon Shoemaker there, the quarterback, doing a nice job for the big completion there. First and 10, Groton moves the chains, and boy, another big collision there, as that was Jacob Morrison bringing down Matt Gombis for a loss on the play.
And we have a flag on the play, and it's against Unitigo. I'm not really sure what it is, but that looked like a regular tackle to me, and just the way it finished, but we'll see what he called.
So we'll see. Morrison with a big tackle, looked pretty clean, but we'll see. Is both sides look a little confused right now as the officiating crew is getting together and looking for the call here. It is going to move the ball forward for Groton.
Personal foul on Unitigo is going to be huge. And like you and I said, Nate, that looked like just a normal football play right there, and that's huge.
So you wonder if maybe there were a few Unitigo guys trailing Morrison, maybe something like a late hit. Somebody jumped on the pile. Didn't see anything that was real clear, but hey, those guys have a much better angle than we do.
Yeah, and he didn't waste any time. He threw that flag right away, so I don't know what it was, but it's definitely a positive yardage for the Indians.
That moves Groton into Unitigo territory. They'll have a first and 10. Ball is now on the Unitigo 39. Again, as Groton goes left to right. So a personal foul there. That really kind of turns the tables, because Unitigo was doing a great job on defense, and that would have brought up a really long yardage situation.
It sure does, and I think if I was that young man that made the tackle, I'd go to that official and ask him, what did I do wrong? I mean, really, because we couldn't see anything, so.
We did see Daquan Davis for Unitigo kind of shaking his head, so maybe it was something like a late hit after Morrison brought him down. Not exactly sure, and now this is going to be a false start here on Dean Reed and the Unitigo defensive line, which is going to make it a first and five now for Grout. So Unitigo is just giving them some yardage.
Yeah, they are. They're definitely doing that. Oh, wait a minute. They called that against Groton?
Wow.
Wow, that was close.
I saw Reed.
I did too. Yeah, no, I did too.
He went right down and put his head against the turf like, oh, God, coach is going to kill me. But that one goes against the Indians, backing them up to a first and 14. Ball on the Unitigo 43. They hand it off to Dylan Cooper. Left side sweep, nowhere to go, but he gets to the edge. and he gets to the 35 and then brought down. But Cooper Thayer had him in the backfield, and somehow Dylan Cooper was able to get away from him.
Dylan Cooper was a great move to make, a very, very good tackler of the football normally. In open field, and that's why he got the extra yards, but he's now coming off the field.
So, yeah, Cooper is coming off the field here. Dylan Cooper, I should say, for Groton, limping a little bit here. So Cody Parr is going to come in to replace him, and let's hope everything is okay for Dylan Cooper. Maybe just a stinger, rolled an ankle, as he's going to go down and get looked at here by the Indians training staff. Second and 7 coming up here for Groton. They're on the Unitego 34. It's Unitego 16, Groton 8 with 9:10 to go here in this third quarter. Now a flag comes out on the play, and this is really starting to take away the momentum, and it goes against Groton.
Yeah, and that came from way, way in the back. And the back judge threw that flag, and I was like, what is going on here? But and they're moving forward, moving back, moving forward, moving back. So it's second down and 10.
So this drive has been a little back and forth, but mostly because of some penalties. So, again, here's Groton. Ball is backed up here after the penalties. They're going to go to the air. They're going to throw it over the middle left side. Cooper Hall brings it. No, excuse me. Dylan Cooper trying to go up there for that one, and it was deflected away by Unitego.
Yeah, nice play by the defender from Unitego. I think it's number 43. I'm not positive, but he went up, high-pointed the ball, and as he came down with the ball, the receiver ripped the ball out of his hand. So good defensive play by the offense player on that to stop the interception.
That was Thayer over there on the far side for Unitego. Too many Coopers right now over on that left side of the field. My apologies, folks. So here is Groton again dropping back on 3rd and 10. They try to throw to the far side. They do. It's complete, but Unitego is right there. Seth Burnham bringing his man down, and I don't even think they got back to the line of scrimmage, even though the pass was complete.
Yeah, and it was a screen play, and they were definitely going to have a big, big gain on that play. But number 44 for Unitego with a fantastic play.
Daquan Davis
made a nice tackle that probably saved first down and maybe even 6.
Yeah, that really slowed up the runner and allowed 3 or 4 more Unitego Spartans to come over and help out. So a 4th and 12 now. The ball is on the Unitego 41. And it looks like Groton's going to punt away with 8.5 to go third quarter, and they trail 16-8. Unitego is on top. The punt is high, but doesn't get a ton of distance on it, and bounces down to the 25-yard line, and that's where Unitego is going to get their first possession of the second half, going right to left. So again, 8:20 to go here, third quarter. It's Unitego 16 and Groton 8.
Yep, that was the wind stopped that punt. I mean, that looked like he hit it pretty good and everything, but it just was right into that wind and made it come up short. So the Unitego Spartans have got a good start for their field position in the second half.
So about 4 minutes off the clock on that Groton drive. They got some gifts in terms of penalties, but also a few penalties of their own, and they come up empty on that drive. Sun has kind of disappeared behind the clouds, but still a nice temperature day here as Unitego, a quarterback keeper with Jared Smith right up the middle. Same recipe as the first half, and he's going to get about 3 yards on the play. 2nd and 7 coming up for Unitego.
Jared Smith just followed his blocker through the hole and got a nice little positive gain on first down.
We hit 8 minutes to go. The clock's still running here. Third quarter, again, live from Ty Cobb Stadium. Beautiful facility here at Union Endicott High School. Of course, Unitego has been here a lot over the last few years. They weren't here last year, but the last few years they've had some great battles with Tioga down here. And they're back here once again. So a lot of these guys do have that experience of being in these big games. 2nd and 7, they hand it off. And again, Zach Youngs up the middle, zigzags back to the left side, and he's brought down.
Yeah, Youngs with a nice little carry, about 2 yards of the gain on that play. It'll bring up 3rd down and a long 4th.
The scoreboard has that it's 4th and 3 right now, but
I'm looking at the little yardage marker.
I was going to say, I'm convinced that it's 3rd down right now. So we'll see. You never know on these things. I actually heard that in the Green and Norwich game the other night, on a scoring drive for Norwich, they did get 5 down. There was a mistake, so you never know out there. 7:10 to go here in this third quarter. It's a 3rd and 3 here for Unitego. The line is set. Smith is under center. He's going to keep it. Takes off to the left side. Smith's going to get the 1st down and more to the 40 before he's dragged out of bounds. And a nice job by Unitego to move the chains. And you can see some of those halftime adjustments I think they made. Things weren't working, so they're going to some other options out of that offense.
Yeah, they definitely have made some changes offensively. You know, in the first half, they couldn't go to the outside, but they got some extra blockers over there, sealed the edge, and Mr. Smith made a nice first down run right there.
And I think that's what Coach McCrone, as we've talked to him several times this year, he said, you know, this offense is different for us. We're not throwing it all over the place like we used to, but there's so many options within this that they can run. A lot of guys get involved.
But they can throw.
Yes, as we've seen. Here we go. They'll hand it off right up the middle again. Zach Young's to the 45, and he's spun around before he's brought down, but a good pickup on first and 10 of about 5 yards.
Yeah, and again, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to give a lot of kudos to that offensive line. They are really moving those big guys for Groton right now. They're pushing them back 2-3 yards, and that's giving their running back that little burst of speed to get through that hole and into the second level. So nice job, offensive line, for the Unity Eagle Spartans.
And again, the clock just continuing to tick here, down to 6:25 to go, third quarter. Unity goes 16, Groton 8, second and 6 for the Spartans. They hand it off to Zach Young. He runs to the right side as Unitigo goes right to left. Pickup of about 2, so this will bring up a very long 3rd and 4 at right about midfield.
Yep, they're almost to the tiger in the middle of this beautiful field here in Ty Cobb Stadium. And big third down play here for the Spartans with 6 minutes to go in the half, or in the third quarter, excuse me.
Clock continuing to move here, and I'm sure if you're Unitigo with this lead, you want it to tick away and keep the ball away from this Groton Indians offense, which we know can ground and pound. And here we go. Hand off. No, it's the quarterback keeper for Smith through the second level. First down and more here on 3rd and 4. He needed 4 and picked up about 10. And Jared Smith showing all of his athletic abilities here today at the quarterback position for Unitigo.
He certainly is, and you hit it right on the head, all of his athletic abilities. I mean, he's made some beautiful throws in the first half, and now he's really just taken over with his running.
Yeah, it's one of those things. In the first half, we saw his arm. The second half, we're really seeing some great runs, which is what we've seen more from him this year. This is really his first year as a quarterback. He came in a little bit last year when Josh Firebend was hurt, but he's done a fantastic job so far this year. They hand off to Zach Youngs on a 1st and 10, and he barrels forward for about 7 yards. So a great job there by Youngs with 5 minutes here on the clock in the third quarter. Unitigo leading 16-8.
Yeah, Unitigo is really happy with that 8-point lead right now, and they're just going to keep putting the ball, you know, on the ground, get their 2-3 yards, maybe 4 or 5 on a couple plays, and keep that clock running and get the field to flip position.
Yeah, if you're Unitigo right now and you could go down and maybe punch one in here and get another score, that certainly in a game like this would give you a very comfortable cushion as they hand off to Mike Rose, and the little guy moving the pile down to the 30. Looked like he was going to get about 2, but instead picks up 5 yards. Mike Rose, not the biggest guy in the world, and somehow gets it done.
No, Mike Rose, with just heart and determination, got that first down for the Spartans, so they'll take this next drive, 1st and 10 on the Groton's 30.
So they continue to move the ball well as they pick up another first down here. And boy, what a contrast from the start of the contest here today, where Unitigo was getting blown up every time they handed off the ball. And now it's just been Unitigo domination running it up the middle. Zach Youngs again, 35 down to the 25, leans forward to about the 23. And boy, Zach Youngs is doing everything he can here today to put Unitigo on his back and carry them to the first down.
He is, but he's doing it because of that offensive line. I'm telling you right now, this is the thing that I'm going to say right here, is they're just a little bit quicker off the ball. So they're getting that little push early, and then the backs are hitting their holes really quick for Unitigo, and they can't react. It's a great play.
It is a great play. It's well scouted by Coach McCrone and his Unitigo squad. Again, they go to Smith up the middle, quarterback keeper to the 20, leaning forward for about 2 more, 2nd and 4, and they should have the first down. Going to be close here.
Yep, they definitely, looks like based on that line judge on the far side of the field saying that is a first down, but they may be measuring here. We'll see.
So here we go. Looks like they're just going to give them the first down, or are we going to have a measurement? Looks like we're going to have a measurement
of the game.
So this will be the chain gang coming out here. And, Tim, you've worked on the chain gang. There's got to be a lot of pressure down there for those guys. I would not want to mess that up.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a lot of fun. I didn't really have the tough job. I had the little thing called the clip, and that just marks the yard, the closest yard line to pass the scrimmage. So, you know, it's pretty fun. It's a great place to watch football. I mean, you get to see everything,
right?
You know. And then the other thing you get to see and hear are the coaches. And that is a lot of fun when you're down there and you can hear them talking and coaching up their kids and so on and so forth. And also working the officials, because don't think they don't do that.
Oh, I would love to see that from that perspective down there. The The chain gang says it's good for a first down. So Unitigo is on the Groton 20, going right to left, and a first and 10 as we hit 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. They'll hand it off again up the middle, but this time a good play here by the Indians, as that was Austin Edwards bringing down Zach Young as he tried to bounce it up the middle. Again, our score is Unitigo 16 and Groton 8.
That's the first time Unitigo in this drive hasn't even got a push on the play. And, you know, you did mention about it in the first half, that defense for Groton. They were in the backfield. I mean, they weren't even given Smith time to hand the ball off. Not right now, they're not.
I mean, to start a game like that, I was just shocked, because it looked like Unitigo was just going to get absolutely annihilated if they couldn't even snap the ball before Groton was right up in their shorts. But since then, Unitigo's made some good adjustments.
You know, and even the times that they didn't make the tackle in the backfield, just being back there just disrupts the timing of the play and everything, and it really puts a lot of pressure on the runners. And it was definitely a devastating defensive start, that's for sure.
So this is going to be a third and 5 for Unitigo. The ball is on the Groton 15 as we hit 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. This is a big one here. The Groton bench is trying to get their fans fired up here at Ty Cobb Stadium. This could be a huge hold here for the Indians. Let's see. Third and 5. The quarterback for Unitigo, Smith, surveying his options. Hands off to Young to the right side. Young barreling his way forward. Good for a first down. And Unitigo's been able to answer the bell every time here today.
Yeah, they have. And, you know, they've had some really long third down plays that they've had to do it on. And it's great, great determined running by Mr. Young's. And Unitigo's inside the 10-yard line, so it's first and goal to go.
So here we go, a first and 8. 1:40 to go here in the third. Unitigo with a 16-8 lead. They're trying to add to it here as they go right to left. Of course, the Spartans are in the white with the black trim. Groton is in the red with the black. Here we go. They'll hand one off here to Youngs to the right side, and he hit the pile, and he's driven back. Good job holding on to the ball. Actually, no, they're going to say that maybe he lost it. That's what I was wondering. Did he have it? No, they're going to say that Unitigo holds on to it. Groton was trying everything to strip that ball.
Yeah, I think the play was blown dead. His forward motion had stopped. And as soon as that happened, they blew the whistle. And he did end up not having the ball in his hands. So, but the Groton fan base is really trying to get this defense fired up and make a big stop here on second goal to go from about the 8.
Clock is running. We're down to 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Everybody's on their feet in the Groton section here, chanting defense on a second and 8. We'll give a little end around here to Mike Rose, and he's going to get right down to the goal line, disappearing into a pile of bodies there. It's going to be very, very close here to see if he got in. The clock continues to run.
Yeah, I think that's going to probably be the last play of the third quarter, so that quarter went really quick, Nate.
Yes, it did. Unitigo chewing up 8 minutes on this drive, and they are going to have about a third and 2 to start the fourth quarter. They're going to flip ends of the field here. But again, 16-8, Unitigo on top of Groton. Fourth quarter coming up, and Unitigo looking to punch one in on a third and 2. They'll be at the 2-yard line when we come back here on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD sends a special good luck wish this season to the Delhi Bulldogs athletic teams as they compete in their fall sports season. Go Bulldogs! DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office in Oneonta, DNBD is here to meet all of your financial needs. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, always supporting local athletes in the Tri-County area.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And here we go, folks. Start of the fourth quarter from Ty Cobb Stadium. Unitigo leads Groton 16-8 in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Unitigo about to knock this one into the end zone. Let's see if they can do it. It's a third and 2 as Unitigo now going left to right to start the fourth quarter. We'll see what head coach Frank McCrone was able to dial up here in the break between the third and fourth quarter.
And if they don't score here, they're definitely going to go for it on fourth down. I mean, they're definitely right at the goal line here. So it'll be a big stop for Groton if they can stop the Spartans here.
Quarterback Jared Smith under center. He's going to hand one off. They push the pile forward. Is Unitigo in? We haven't seen the signal. And, yes, touchdown for the Spartans. Just 10 seconds into this fourth quarter, helping Unitigo to a commanding lead right now, 22-8.
Yeah, that's a big, big score right there. And if they put the 2 points on top of this, this could really be crunch time for the Groton Indians, because they do have the ability to throw the ball. We've seen that, and they will be throwing with the wind. So that's something to keep in mind.
Yes, it is. Throwing with the wind, that's really the play that helped Unitigo blow this game open, is that long touchdown pass with the wind at their back to Mike Rose, about a 40-yarder. And so here we go, 22-8, two-point conversion, and Smith is tripped up. Great job by Groton breaking through and tripping Smith up. That was big number 56 here for the Indians. Austin Skinner, the play really never got any traction, but Unitigo now leads 22-8 with 11:52 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll keep it right here, Tim.
I think what happened on that play, Nate, was that nose tackle for Groton drove the center back into Smith, and he stepped on Smith's leg, and he's the one that brought Smith down. So really big burst of energy there for the Groton defense.
So 22-8 is our score, as this is the 3-seed Unitigo Spartans leading the 2-seed Groton Indians. Groton's 8-0. That's their record coming in. Unitigo is 7-1. Of course, their only loss was that little blip in the final weekend of the regular season to Bainbridge Guilford. But these two teams have had great seasons, and it's been a wonderful game so far here this afternoon at Union Endicott.
Yeah, and that's always been a great rivalry in the Southeast, is Unitigo and Bainbridge, you know, for many, many years. So you know what? There was a lot of heart left on the field that night, that's for sure.
And we've talked about Fiji this year. They're one of those teams you can't just count them out because of their record, especially when those two teams get together. So Unitigo kicks off, and Groton will receive as they go right to left. They're in the black pants and the red uniforms, the red helmets. They'll take off, and running up the middle here up to the 35, still gaining traction here is Matt Gambit, and he's up to about the 32-yard line. That's where the Indians will start this drive, again going right to left as they trail 22-8 after they started off with an 8-0 lead. 22 unanswered points for Unitigo.
Remember Mike Alstott?
Oh, I do.
Okay, look at Gambis and tell me that that's not the type of body style that he is and how he runs and everything. I just was thinking about that when I saw that play, because
yes,
he wouldn't go down. He just kept popping and doing whatever he could to get that extra yard. So nice return by Gambis.
Could be his son. I mean, they are very, very similar. It's a great comparison. So here is Groton on a 1st and 10. They're going to hand off to Gambis. No, it's a fake. They're going to throw through the air and try to go across over the middle. It's just dropped near by Andrew Brown, and he would have been off to the races. The coverage was there for Unitigo, but Mike Rose actually slipped and fell, and the ball goes right through the hands there of Brown.
Well, and actually that throw was short on purpose, because he ran Mike Rose off and then made him fall and had to come back for the ball. So keep in mind, that was very, very close to being a big, big play for Groton in the fourth quarter.
Wow, that would have been a huge flip of the field here. That would have brought them down to at least the Unitigo 30, but they're unable to come up with it. 2nd and 10, and we'll see if Groton decides to go to the air again. They will. They throw it into the flat right side. It's tipped and then caught here by the Indians, but only about a gain of 3 yards, as Dylan Cooper, who went off with an injury earlier, is back in, makes the reception.
Yeah, they're lining up, and they're actually running this offense right now. It's totally, they're looking to throw the ball, just waiting for like a little draw play for Mr. Gambis, because he's back there in quarterback protection mode. But I could see a draw play or a screen play, and it could go a long ways.
So Unitigo with a 22-8 lead here in the fourth quarter, 11 minutes left. And Groton on a 3rd and 7 is going to throw again to the far side. This one is caught for a 1st down and more, up to the 50, into the Unitigo territory, down to the 48. Adam Kronk with the reception.
They overloaded the left side on that play. They had him in motion all the way across from the right side, and they ran 3 outs and 1 seam route, and each route was a little deeper than the other, and nice play, good design.
All of a sudden, Groton has shown that there is a little life to their passing game here, and they're moving the ball pretty well. They're at midfield going right to left. Quarterback keeper here, but Unitigo sniffs this one out as Shoemaker, the quarterback, tried to run up the middle, but he was met very quickly by that Unitigo defensive line.
Yeah, number 66 from the Spartans just absolutely said, nope, you're not going any further than me.
Yeah, Seth Berg breaking through and making the tackle there, and this D-line has played great since that opening score for Groton, but you know, maybe a lot of that had to do with that field position and just the way the game started.
Yeah, I think it was momentum, and you know, it kind of caught Unitigo off guard.
So here we go with 10-10 to go in the second quarter. They're going to hand one off to the left side. It's a little sweep, but Unitego is right there, and Zach Young making a huge play on the outside. Adam Kroc was carrying the ball for Groton. He's brought down in the backfield.
Groton on the speed sweep to the right side, but Mr. Young just absolutely got rid of his blocker and made a fantastic play and tackle for a loss of one.
So a great play here by Zach Young, making a an early case for a post-game award, perhaps.
I would say at 9:44, I'd give him something if the game ended here.
So just an exciting kickoff here for our first game of the afternoon. As Groton now on 3rd and 11 is going to go to the air once again. This is a long pass and just over the outstretched arms of Adam Kroc. Good coverage by Mike Rose, but boy, the throw was right there. If Kroc could have gotten about another yard or two ahead.
Yeah, that was 45 yards in the air. That was a great throw, and just a little bit too far for number 22 of Groton. Otherwise, that would have been a first down for Groton inside the Unitego 10.
Tim, are you surprised? Groton has been ground and pound all day. That's their bread and butter. On this drive, they have gone to the air quite a bit.
Well, they're controlling the clock by doing this, too. You know, they're stopping it when it's an incomplete and so on and so forth. So this is something they got to think about.
4th and 11, they keep it. They go to the air. Shoemaker takes off. Unitego's going to push him out of bounds, and he doesn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. And Unitego is going to get the ball back here with 9:22 to go in the fourth quarter. They lead 22-8, and they get the ball at midfield.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting because Unitego puts points on the board here, and you pretty much can put this one in the books. But we'll see what happens. This is a team that's not used to running the clock out all the time and stuff like that. But this is what they're going to have to do because they have 9 minutes. They have. Both teams have all their timeouts, obviously, and we'll see what the Unitego Spartans can do here from the 50.
Groton is just visibly frustrated. There are several players on the sideline who are upset. You can see it. They come over. They're shaking their heads. They are very upset. They have just not been able to do the things they're normally used to doing here today. That's what happens. You get two state-ranked football teams together. Something has to give. Zach Youngs will run it for Unitego to the left side as they want to eat up some clock now. He gains 2 yards on 1st and 10 as Unitego goes left to right at midfield.
Yep, nice little first down play. Not a big gainer, 2 yards, but you know what? Keeps the clock moving.
Again, want to thank all our special sponsors here for today's game, including the Amphenol Corporation, Jeff Howe's Building Supplies, Hegley Machine Company, and SFCU, of course, for sponsoring our web stream on WCDOsports.com today. 2nd and 8 for Unitego going left to right. 8:45 to go here in this fourth quarter. They hand off to Dawson Wiltsy. Cuts back, and Wiltsy's into the second level. 1st down and more, 35, and spiraling his way down to the 33-yard line here for Unitego.
I got to give kudos to you, Nate, because I didn't think he had the ball. I thought Smith was running with the ball down the left side. I didn't even see Wiltsy, but great play and good first down run right there.
We'll see who we haven't seen run the ball as much today as he normally does. He's played great on defense and a huge run there as the clock is now running again after they set the chains. And Groton right now is frustrated because that clock just continues to tick. And that is certainly a tough situation to be in.
Yeah, I mean, you're down 14, 22-8 with 8.5 to go. So that is getting a little frustrating time.
3-seed Unitego with a 22-8 lead over 2-seed Groton in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. And Unitego will give this one to Mike Rose. Can he get to the edge? He does. Shakes off a tackle, picks up about 2 yards, and that's a long 2 yards because it looked like he was going to get killed in the backfield, but instead got to the edge.
Yeah, he just kept going. He had two guys that were dragging. He was dragging, and when I say dragging, and you look at Mike Rose, you're like, he can't drag anything, but he did, and got 2 yards on first down, so 2nd down and 8.
That stable of running backs here for Unitego doing a great job today. We've seen Mike Rose, Zach Young, Dawson Wiltsy. Those are the three guys who have done a lot of the load here today, as well as quarterback Jared Smith. 2nd and 9 for Unitego, 7:40 to go. They hand off to Wiltsy again, a little sweep to the right side, cuts back to the left, and picks up about 5. So a 3rd and 4 coming up here for Unitego as they lead 22-8.
Yeah, you know, and I was just thinking about it. I was looking at it. You know, Unitego doesn't score. That's not a bad thing. You know, as long as they keep the clock moving and,
sure.
And flip the field, because you know, that makes it a long field in, but, you know, right now Groton's got to be in that mode of, we got to score, we got to score quick.
So here comes Unitego again, just eating some clock, taking some time. They come out of the huddle here, walk up to the line to get set to doing everything that we've seen them do all season long. Third and three, ball is on the 27 as they go left to right. They are deep in Groton territory, and they hand off, I believe, to Cooper Thayer, his first carry of the afternoon, and he picks up the first down.
Yeah, first down for the Spartans, and they're getting close to the red zone here of the Groton Indians, so we'll see what happens on this next play.
First and 10 now for Unitego. The clock is down to 6:50 to go here, fourth quarter. In case you're just joining us, the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Groton is the 2 seed, Unitego the 3 seed, and Unitego with a 22-8 lead right now. At 3 o'clock, we'll have the kickoff right here on CDO between Sydney and Harpersville-Afton in the other semifinal contest. Unitego hands off to Zach Youngs, but nothing doing there as Groton closes down on Youngs and brings him down on first and 10. But again, that clock continues to tick.
Yeah, it's definitely ticking away. And on that play, there was a little bit of a confusion in the backfield. I don't know if Smith had a good handle on the ball to hand it off or not, but it definitely didn't look like the rhythmic offense that we've been watching in the second half.
Unitego again doing everything they can to just kill some clock here. A comfortable 22-8 lead, but we know that this Groton team can score in bunches, especially with that nice running game, and we also know now after that last drive that they are not afraid to pass. Double reverse here, and Mike Rose to the left side, but again, the Indians, good defense closing out. That was Jared Swayze again bringing down Mike Rose.
Yeah, they've really controlled the edge very, very well. It's where they've been hurt is inside, and that just blows my mind because they're so darn big inside. It's hard to imagine that they can get moved, but kudos to that offensive line for the Unitego Spartans because they've been moving those boys off the ball.
Yeah, Groton at times has looked dominant on defense today, but there has been stretches where Unitego, the line, has just really taken control of this game, and that's why Unitego has a 22-8 lead. And a quarterback keeper here for Jared Smith after a fake handoff to Dawson Wilsey dives headfirst forward on third and 10, maybe picks up about 3. Here's the 4th and 7 now for Unitego deep in Groton territory.
Yeah, 4th and 7, you know, again, you know, don't make a big mistake here. You know, just even if you don't score, it's okay. You know, if you don't get the first down, just don't turn the ball over. Don't go out of bounds or anything like that. Just keep that clock ticking.
4th and 7 now for Unitego. They are going left to right. And they're on the Groton 19-yard line, and it looks like Coach McCroney is going to take a timeout here, and he does. We'll keep it right here, as I want to thank some more of our special sponsors. Of course, Treats and Eats in Sydney, the Afton Great American, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, always willing to support all our local athletes, McDowell & Walker in Sydney, Delhi, and Afton, Quality Hardwoods, Twin Valley Finished Lumber, NBT Bank, Keller Williams Realty, and Otigo Family and Dental, as well as Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. So Coach McCroney here, I'm sure on 4th and 7, I would think, is telling his guys the same thing that you just said. Hey, let's try to get the first down, but if we don't have to panic here because time is on our side and the lead, 22-8, is
right
on our side.
And the other thing you have to know is, and I'm sure he's saying this, is guys, they're going to stand you up and the next guy in is going to be ripping at that ball. So you better have really good both hands on that ball, making sure you've got good coverage of it and everything. And even to the point, if you go down, you know, just give it up. Just give the tackle up. And you know what? They're going to have 80 yards to go, you know, with 4 minutes to go. And it's going to be tough for Groton to do that against the Spartans defense.
Yeah, Spartans defense has really held strong all afternoon, besides the first drive of the afternoon where Groton actually started on the Unitego 20. 4:45 to go here, fourth quarter. 4th and 7 for Unitego, and they're going to run it out into the flat. Dawson Wilsey is going to throw. Passes for Seth Burnham. He's got it. Did he get enough for a first down? It looks like he's going to be a little short.
Yeah, he was looking to run out of bounds there. It looks like to me the one official is saying that he's past the marker, but this one is, yeah, they're giving it to him.
Wow, they give it to Unitego.
Huge play.
And what a play there. Dawson Wilkie comes out and runs over to the far side and completes the pass there to Seth Burnham. But we now have a Unitego Spartan down on the field here after the play. Looks like one of the linemen perhaps is down here with 4:39 to go. So let's hope that everything is okay. And we're going to take a quick injury timeout with 4:39 to go here in this fourth quarter. It's Unitego 22, Groton 8 in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
You know, there's only one thing worse than getting in a car accident, and that's dealing with an inexperienced auto body shop. That's why when I needed auto body work after hitting a deer, I told my insurance agent that I was using Bill and the guys at Sydney Auto Body. They've been in business for over 55 years, and they do quality work. There's no hassles, no costly surprises, and they take care of the insurance paperwork, too. So if you have an accident, take my advice. Go to Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. The injured player appears to be okay as a first and 10. Tim, who did you say our injured player was?
Eli Young, number 68 for the Spartans. Walked off on his own power, so good for him.
We will hope that he is okay. First and 10 after that completion to Seth Burnham. Ball is on the Groton 11. They'll hand off to Zach Youngs, and he hits the pile, but he's brought down here by the Indians defense. But Unitego is ahead 22-8, and that clock continues to move down to 4.5 to go.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. They're just taking their time. Coach McCroney's called Mr. Smith over to call the play, to make sure they're taking a lot of time of the play clock once it's set. They've been snapping the ball most of the time, around 4-3 seconds left on the play clock, so they're doing a good job of clock management.
So Unitego has just done everything well in the second half, including that 8-minute drive, which killed most of the third quarter, and then they punched it into the score.
That was huge.
Second and 9 here for the Spartans. Again, in the white with the black pants here today, and they'll hand it off to Mike Rose, already with 2 touchdowns. Buries his way forward here, and on a 2nd and 9, he'll pick up about 3.
Yeah, he was trying to get himself down to the 5. I think he's going to be spotted right about the 7. So it'll be 3rd down and a long 6.
3rd down and long 6, as Tim said. 3:35 to go. As Unitego continues to just eat this clock, the sun is back out here at Ty Cobb Stadium. 22-8 is the score. Unitego tried to maybe put the nail in the coffin here. 3rd and 6, they are inside the Groton 10-yard line. They're down on the 7. And here is the snap. Smith will hand it off to Youngs. Again, pushing his way forward on this 3rd and 6. I'd say he got about 4. 4th down coming up for Unitego.
And he got to the 5, so they're happy with that. And like I said, if they don't get it, just don't make the turnover and have them come all the way back for a pick six or a fumble all the way back or whatever. Just hang on the ball, turn it over on downs, and make them beat you with 2 scores in 2 minutes.
And that's going to be a tough task here for Groton, as their only score of the day so far has been on that opening drive. Since then, it's been 22 unanswered points here from the Unitego Spartans.
You know, you made a great point on that, because they did have a short field on that first drive too, because they had that interception on the 4th down punt play, and when they did intercept it, they ran it back probably 40 yards. So, you know, that was a great short field to start right off, and ever since then, that Unitego defense has just owned Groton.
Groton takes a timeout here, so it's 22-8, Unitego, with a 4th and 4 coming up, and they are right on the end zone line here. A 4th and 4 to go. Ball is on the 4-yard line. So if they get the 1st down, they'll be in the back of the end zone and perhaps put the icing on the cake. If not, this is still a long, tough task ahead for Groton as they trail 22-8 with under 2 minutes to go here.
And having to score twice, you know, I mean, that's the other thing, you know, and you got to control the clock. You know, they're going to be more than likely throwing the ball because, you know, an incomplete stops the clock. So it's going to be a tough task for the Indians of Groton if Unitego doesn't score here for them to get back in this game.
You know, Tim, this possibly keeps alive the hopes that many people talked to me about this week of a Sydney-Unitego final.
You had to go and say that.
Oh, I had to, because I think a lot of people came into this game wondering if Unitego could get the job done here today, and it certainly looks like maybe they're going to.
I think it was week one or week two you and I talked about a travesty it was that they didn't play each other in the non-league game or whatever, you know, something.
Fourth and four, Smith to the outside, and he's reaching for the end zone. Did he get it? Ball was extended. Oh, this is going to be very, very close. Smith gave it his all. He's a little hurt on the play, it appears. Let's hope that Jared Smith can bounce back up here as he gave it his all on that fourth and four running to the outside edge.
Yeah, it was a nice little naked bootleg play right there. They hadn't done anything with it, but this is not good because what happened is he was reaching out, and as he was reaching out for the end zone, one of the Groton players that was attempting the tackle landed right on his ribs, and he's definitely sucking some air right now.
Let's hope that maybe he just got the wind knocked out of him here. Jared Smith, a tough kid, certainly takes a lot of licks. Oh, he's going to bounce right back up here, which is good to see. Probably just a little stinger there. So that's not what you wanted to see if you were a Unitego fan there for a second, but good to see the quarterback, Jared Smith, get right back up. And I think they're going to give him a first. He somehow got a first down, but didn't get in the end zone.
Yeah, he did get in the first down yardage. So now it's first and goal to go from about the two. And, you know, Jared's got to come out because of the timeout caused by the injury. So we'll see what they do here on this first play.
So we'll see who goes to the quarterback position now on this first and one. They are literally on the 1 yard line here as they lead 22-8. Unitego with the ball. And let's see who goes in at the quarterback position here. This is Paul Slauson, who we know can throw the ball. Slauson fumbles it here and immediately has to fall right down on it. And it looks like he made the recovery here, and now Smith's going to come back in. Boy, Paul Slauson not happy with himself there as he gets his one snap and couldn't quite hold on to it.
It's all right. He covered it up, and you know what? Even if he didn't cover it up, Groton got the ball there. They're still got that whole field to go for one score. And then you're going to have to do an onside kick, get that recovered, and then score again to get back in this game. So, you know, time is definitely on Unitego's side right here, and Groton has just used their second timeout as a quarter or the half.
So this will be a second and two. Again, Unitego with a 22-8 lead deep in the fourth quarter here. The Spartans, the 3 seed. The Indians of Groton, the 2 seed. And Groton is undefeated. They are 8-0 coming into this contest here today. They are ranked 6th in the state. Unitego is 13th in New York State Class D in this week's Sports Writers Poll. And Groton, has blown out a lot of their opponents here this year. Besides the last 2 weeks where they had two close ones with Tioga, they've had a heck of a season. And to come this far, I think they must be frustrated right now after the start they got that Unitego has just really kind of taken over the rest of the game.
Yeah, they definitely didn't. You know, we talked about it in the first quarter when Unitego made that adjustment. I mean, I don't know what it was, whether it was they got coaches got in the kids' faces and just said, you need to man up and play football, or they actually did do something differently on defense, but it worked, you know, and they have really just done a great job, and then the offensive line has done a great job of controlling that defensive line from Groton.
Second and two, Unitego trying to run to the outside, and they're not going to get it here as Zach Youngs gets brought down, and they lose more yardage on the play. But again, 2 minutes left here. The clock is stopped. Groton still very frustrated at the moment.
Unitego player's helmet came off on the play, so let's see what happened here.
There is a flag down on the play. Oh, a face mask here is called against the Groton Indians, and they just cannot seem to get a bounce to go their way here in the second half.
Yeah, and I think, actually, he may have taken his helmet off. That's why the helmet was off, because of that. And now there's another flag on the field.
The Groton Indians come into today again 8-0, and I've just been frustrated ever since they scored that first touchdown. It was like Unitego flipped a switch and became a whole new team. It was kind of an unbelievable thing.
Yeah, we just had another flag, which is an unsportsmanlike, so Groton's kind of losing their cool here.
2 minutes to go, and Unitego leads 22-8. Again, at 3 o'clock, we'll have the kickoff between Harper's Elaston and Sydney, as we see both those teams are starting to warm up over on the outskirts of the field behind Ty Cobb Stadium here, and that's going to be a whale of a game as well. We'll keep you updated on that one, of course, as Unitego with a 22-8 lead, a second and three. They're right on the goal line here as they go left to right, trying to punch it in for the final score. And Smith gets the snap, drives the pile forward. I don't think he's going to get it, and this will bring up a 3rd and 1. Unitego just having trouble here trying to put the exclamation point on this one.
Yeah, and Groton just used their last timeout, so Obviously, they cannot get a first down unless it's a penalty or whatever like that, but they have three down or two downs to get into the end zone here from about the three. Again, all our special sponsors for today's game, including the Ethan Griffith Law Office, Ken's Paint Service of Nineveh, Neighbors Insurance, Amphenol Corporation, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Amerigas of Sydney, Waldron's Floor Covering, NBT Bank, Keller Williams Realty, Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, as well as Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, all our special sponsors today, including Superior Heat and Air Duct Cleaning and McDowell Walker in Afton, Delhi, and Sydney. So glad to support local sports here on CDO. We're glad to have them, because without them, these games are not possible for us to bring to you. So please support all your local businesses that make these games possible here today on CDO. We're very grateful. Of course, thanks for joining us on CDO and WCDOsports.com. I'm Nate Lowe, alongside Tim Cutting. A third and one for Unitego after the Groton timeout. With a minute 51 to go here in the fourth quarter, the Spartans leading 22-8, trying to punch their tickets to the Section 4 Class D football finals. Mike Rose is in motion and will have a flag. Otherwise, Rose would have been in for the TD.
Yeah, they actually got the edge on that play, but it's probably because, well, they called off sides on Groton. I thought it was a false start or something on Unitego, and they called it against Groton, so half the distance of the goal from the two. What would that be, Nate?
Yeah, I'd say about the two. This might be the longest last 2 minutes of a football game we've ever seen here. I feel like Unitego has been on the goal line for about the last 10 minutes, and only about 10 seconds have come off the clock.
They had a couple timeouts, but they also had a couple penalties.
Third and one here for Unitego. The Spartans with the ball. Shotgun formation. Here is Smith, quarterback keeper, trying to finish it off, and he's in. Jared Smith for the touchdown here for Unitego, and that's the exclamation point as the Spartans look like they will punch their tickets to the Section 4 Class B football finals for the first time in 2 years.
Yeah, really, really nice game by the Spartans. You know, like we said right off the bat, it looked like it was going to be a dominating contest by Groton on both sides of the ball, on defense and on offense, but Unitego came back, you know, like you said before, they got punched in the mouth, and they came back counter-punching.
Here's the field goal attempt from Austin Stockard, and it had the distance, but it was blocked at the line. Good job by Groton breaking through and getting a mitt up on that one.
So there is a flag on the
play. Oh, there is a flag on the play. So the break here between these two games might not actually be that long as Unitego continues to kill some time here.
Yeah, and they just got Groton for roughing the kicker.
So they're going to have another chance at this one with a minute 46 to go. Unitego with a 28-8 lead. And let's see. So the flag here was roughing the kicker, but it looks like they will not get the second chance opportunity.
No, the reason is because they determined one of the other officials came in and said that the kick was tipped. So that makes it a live play on the
live play. So there we go. There's our explanation. We're going to step away for a 30-second break with a minute 46 to go in this contest. It's Unitego 28, Groton 8 here on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
A minute 46 to go as Unitego will kick off to Groton as Unitego leads 28-8, and the Indians will field the ball here at their own 25. They take off to the 30, 35, up to the 45, still plowing his way forward, and up to the 50. A great run here by the Groton Indians, Adam Kronk. And so Groton trying to make the most of this minute 40 they have left.
Adam Kronk with a great return right there. He fielded the ball probably about the 15 and got out to the 50. Great return of the kick.
So 28-8 is the score. And, Tim, I would assume Groton's going to try to just go right to the air here.
Yeah, they got to score quickly here. And then they've got to get the ball back and onside kick and get that recovered and then score quickly again.
Yes.
And do it again.
It would be certainly a miracle if Groton...
With one timeout.
Yeah, with only one timeout. But
The Indians here are going to try to give it their all here with a minute 40 left, trailing 28-8. They had the ball at midfield. Looks like they're going to go to the air. And this is Jared Swayze, who's actually in at the QB position, just takes off down the right side, and he's tackled inbounds at the 42. And the clock is going to continue to roll. He picks up about 8 on the play.
They actually switched to a different format with a different quarterback right there. I think they're trying to get some of the other kids some playing time here this last minute and 20 seconds left.
So the clock moving down, and actually we're going to have a timeout on the field. So again, we'll step away for 30 seconds as this one is almost in the books with the score Unitego 28, Groton 8 in the Section 4 Class D semifinals on CDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Chenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Groton did not use the whole timeout there. They actually came out early and completed a pass to Dylan Eaton, who picked up the first down. They're into Unitego territory, and he got out of bounds at just about the 32-yard line.
Yeah, nice little play. Nice little out pass, got out of bounds, stopped the clock. Still have a chance to score here. I don't expect them to quit.
Minute 18 to go here for the Groton Indians, and it looks like somebody jumped off sides there as Unitego has some of the second string on defense in at the moment with a comfortable 28-8 lead as, Frank McCroney making sure that some of these guys, I'm sure, don't get hurt here in the last minute of play. As it appears, the Spartans will move on to the sectional final.
Yeah, it definitely is a smart play because, obviously, these kids have been the ones that have been the practice dummies, so to speak, and they're just trying to not quite sure what's going on. This is the second time this young man has jumped on the far side. He's, so excited to get in and get that quarterback. He's looking at his buddies. He's got his hands up in the air going, I don't know. I just want to get in there.
Unitego has put a whole new team out on the field right now, pretty much. I don't think there's a single starter out on the field.
That's funny.
So Groton is trying to move the ball down the field here with a minute 18 to go, and Unitego has been helping with some penalties. But here we go. They'll hand this one off to Swayze. He bounces to the right side. He's going to throw across, and this is going to be a touchdown here for the Groton Indians. As Swayze hooks up over on the far side with Andrew Brown, who pulls it in for 6.
Halfback pass. Nice little play right there. Could have used that a little earlier. I don't think it's going to be a little too late, though.
Yeah, Unitego, again, has put in all their substitutes, so we're down to a minute 12 to go. It's 28-14, and the Indians are going to go for 2 here to try to cut it to 28-16. And here we go on the two-point conversion. They bounce out to the outside, and Groton is going to get in and score there with the quarterback keeper from Damon Shoemaker. So it's 28-16 with a minute 12 to go. And you wonder now, is Unitego going to put in the starting unit? Looks like they will for a, I think, very obvious onside kick that's coming.
Yeah, they got to be expecting it, obviously, because, they've got to get the ball back. They still are ahead by 12 points. So it's 2 possessions for the Groton Indians that they have to score to get back in this game.
So here we go, and we'll see if Groton has a kicker with the ability to pull this off here. It's such a hard thing to do, to get it to go the 10 yards, but also to get that bounce on it to give your team a chance.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough thing to do. And actually, I used to laugh about it because we used to do it in practice and just messing around and stuff, and I said, run up to the ball and act like you're tripping. See how that works.
Right.
Don't actually try to kick the ball. Just, fall into it, see what happens, and see if that gets the ball tumbling and jumping and stuff. And it does. It's a weird-looking thing, but you know what? Sometimes that works.
So here we go. Groton is going to try with Swayze to kick this one off. Actually, no, it's going to be another player kicking it, and Unitego trying to get to it. It went to 10 yards, and Groton is going to fall on it. No, I think Unitego came up with it. Boy, it was a dog pile. That thing ended up bouncing about 25 yards, and Unitego finally falls on it, but Groton
had a chance there at the end. And not only did they have a chance, they had a chance to take it to the house on that play, because the kid was still up on his feet. The ball just bounced off his hands. Unitigo was able to fall on it, and I do believe that will be it, because I think we're going to see the victory formation for the Spartans. That was a great kick there from, I believe it was Hart Servent, who was able to kick that off, and one of the Groton players, it was such a scrum it was hard to see, had a chance after it had gone 10 yards to grab it, and he could have taken off down the sideline and scored, but he just couldn't hold on to that hot potato.
He would have had a different game. There's no doubt about it.
That would have really changed things. Victory formation here for Unitigo, and this will keep the clock running as we get under a minute to go. And it looks like the 3-seed Spartans will pull off the mini upset here against the 2-seed Groton Indians. What a season for both these teams.
Yeah, they both have had great seasons, and obviously the Unitigo Spartan season is not over.
This is an amazing game here today. Good back and forth football on both sides. Just good physical smash mouth football, and we hope you enjoyed listening to this one here today. It's our first game of the Section 4 Class E football semifinals. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it'll be Harper's Elapsed, and they're the 4-seed against the 8-seed Sydney Warriors, who knocked off top-seeded Green last Friday night. So that's going to be a great game coming up.
In a monsoon.
Yeah, that was soon.
It was awful.
It wasn't awful where we were. We were in the nice heated press box.
I felt bad for all the fans.
Yeah.
Because it was just awful.
But here we go. That's going to do it. Unitigo's going to run out the clock, and the Spartans are headed back to the Section 4 Class D football championship game with a 28-16 victory today here over the Groton Indians. And our post-game show is coming up. We'll break this one down and hand out our three awards here for offense, defense, and all-purpose when we come back on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet, you will find quality home furnishings for every room, including sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining rooms, sectionals, and more by makers you know and trust, like Ashley, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and others. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the catalog outlet's in-store sleep setters, where brand name one-sided and two-sided mattresses are featured in every size, style, and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. For your convenience, the catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week, or shop online at catalogoutletonline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the catalog outlet, offering you the best for less.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks, as we get you set here for our post-game show. It's Unitigo taking a 28-16 victory here over the Groton Indians. A great season for both of these teams, but Unitigo will face the winner of Sydney and Harpersville Aft, and that game is set to start about 1 hour from now at 3 o'clock, and you can join us right back here on WCDO for that game between the Warriors and the Hornets. But let's do our post-game awards here for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We'll start off with the offense award here, of course brought to you by NBT Bank. NBT providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC. We want to give this one today to Jared Smith, the quarterback for Unitigo. Had those two beautiful touchdown passes in the first half, and just really, I thought,
organized and orchestrated this game very well today for the Spartans.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Great game manager all day long, even when they, you know, were just trying to run the clock out. And Jared Smith did a fantastic job. Both of those balls were absolutely majestic. I mean, they were, the one was 40, 45 yards in the air, and it just, you know, absolutely on the spot. So great job by the young man calling the signals for the Unitego Spartans.
Let's next go to our defense award brought to you by the Catalog Outlet. The Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture, visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. And we want to give this one today to Jacob Morrison, Big Jake from Unitego. Several tackles in the backfield on some big-time runners for the Groton Indians, and he did it with a lot of power and a lot of speed.
And if I remember correctly, he took his blocker into the runner one time to tackle both of them. So, well-deserving. If you can tackle both your blocker and your the runner, that's a pretty good effort. So nice job, Jacob.
So a big job there for Jake Morrison. He gets our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award here today. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting local youth in our communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. No question here, we both agreed on this one. Zach Young from Unitego, boy, did he run the ball well, played great on defense, did a little bit of everything here today for the Unitego Spartans.
That's a great way to describe Zach Young's performance today. It was all-purpose because he was very, very much involved in every facet of the game today. And I'll tell you what, kudos to the young man. And, you know, I do have to say it, Nate. I've said it all day long, but you've got to give a lot of credit to that offensive line for Unitego because those kids couldn't run the ball without him. So good job to the Unitego Spartans offensive line as well.
Yeah, it was just a total team effort today for Unitego, and what a job to bounce back after, really, as we've said several times today, getting knocked down early. They went for it on a 4th-and-4. They tried a pass, and it got intercepted. Groton had a great return, started their first drive of the day on the Unitego 20, went right in and scored, and you thought, boy, Unitego could be in trouble.
You know, and I didn't really think about that until later in the second half, but, you know, they did have a short field there. Every time today that Groton had a long ways to go with the ball or whatever, they definitely, that defense really stepped up for the Spartans. And I'll tell you, that whatever that adjustment was, I'm not sure what it was, but I'm telling you right now, big props to the Unitego Brain Trust for that, because I'll tell you what, they just turned that game around. And, you know, it looked like Groton was just going to dominate, and it just flipped the switch.
I mean, the first probably 3 to 4 offensive drives today for Unitego, they had absolutely no answer. They couldn't even hand the ball off without a Groton guy right up in their shorts, and then all of a sudden, like we said, they flipped the switch. And, you know, I remember saying in the broadcast, it was like Coach McCroney went over and grabbed the guys by the face mask and said, look, are we going to do this or not here today? Are we here to play football or are we going to go dancing?
Yeah.
And they flipped the switch and got it done.
I think you're probably right. I think it was a lot of a little motivation on the sideline. And then I also think there was a defensive adjustment. I think either they put their defenders in the gaps where they could get a little free so they weren't man-on with those big guys from Groton, because that offensive line from Groton is huge. Huge.
Yes, absolutely huge, guys. Unitego did a great job with that. So, again, our final score, 3-seed Unitego upsets 2-seed Groton 28-16. And we'll have a little break here. We'll play you some music. You can get back to maybe your yard work, whatever you're working on today. And then make sure you join us back here at 3 o'clock. Well, about 2:50, we'll go on with the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show as we have 8-seed Sydney taking on 4-seed Harpersville Afton. During our pregame show, we can keep you updated on exactly the week that the Harpersville Afton Hornets had and everything that they had to go through, and we can tell you a little bit more about that as well. At the halftime of the Sydney game, we'll hear from Sydney Superintendent Bill Christensen and get his thoughts on the situation as well that unfolded this week. So again, our final score, Unitego defeats Groton 28-16 in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. The other semifinals at 3 o'clock between Sydney and Harpersville Afton, and we'll have it right here on WCDO. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you in an hour here on CDO.